This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. As the late Paul Harvey would have said, partly personal. No, this is very personal. About my truck and your tires. After this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Many of you love your pickup trucks, and so do I. Mine is a red one. That probably wouldn't surprise you, knowing my preference for color of farm equipment, old and new. It's a manageable size. It's easy to turn, easy to put into a parking lot or a parking garage. I can haul a few bales of hay with it. My wife hauls stuff in there all the time. That pickup truck gets worked. That pickup truck and I almost got to the end of the line together the other morning. It was 20 minutes after 4, actually 22 minutes after 4, when I was headed up the interstate highway, headed to the airport. It hadn't rained in a few days, and for most of this trip, most of the 25 miles to the airport, there was no rain. But in those last 2 miles, all of a sudden, the heavens opened up. I backed off the speed a little bit. I didn't back off the speed enough. Into that wall of water, there was standing water, at a low spot of the interstate. I hydroplaned in that pickup truck. Something I haven't done in my adult driving life. Oh, I've slid on ice before, the first time when I was about 16. But I've never really hydroplaned the way I did that day. That morning, across 3 lanes of the interstate, and into a guardrail that brought me to a halt. The insurance man said, "Your bumper did exactly what it was designed to do. It absorbed the shock. It absorbed it so much that not only was I not hurt, I was able to drive that pickup truck. But when I got back home after that trip and I checked my tires just to see what kind of tread I had, there was one tire that didn't look very good at all, quite frankly, and I'd been careless. I had checked the oil. I checked the coolant. I hadn't checked all 4 tires and probably hadn't rotated them as well as I should have. It could have cost me my life. I'll be back after this.